Aloha, everybody. This is Pam Bielski, the Quantum Leap Let Light Unite, and this is October 12th, 2018. Tonight, it's just me, and we're going to do, I want to do the curse removal, energy balancing for you, and then after, we're going to do some light work. I don't know if you may or may not have noticed, but out of balance patriarchy is definitely trying to rear its ugly head. And it's not like it's not been there, but it's, I like to believe that their magic is so awful that now we see clearly all those people, all those men, all those old, wrinkly men that are patriarchal. So tonight we're going to work on Nazis, which are patriarchal, and working, creating with the divine feminine masculine energy, and doing some work on the Pentagon, awakening the living zombies, which is basically everybody in the United States that votes with Trump, and whatever else we have time to do. But before we do that, I want to do the curse removal energy balancing for you. With everything, all the energies being bizarre and, you know, the crazy stuff going on in the world today and everybody being under such stress, I thought it would be really lovely and a gift to you for me to do the curse removal energy balancing. So for those of you that have not ever done this before, what it is I open up all your energy centers, your chakras, and this, like the crown, third eye, throat, heart, solar plexus, belly button, root, feet, your hands. And then I do a curse removal, remove energy overlays, energy you've taken on that's not yours. And it helps get rid of energy, again, that you've taken on that's not yours, helps kind of clear out some psychic attack and helps you move forward. The more successful you are, the more easier your life is, the more attention you might put toward world enlightenment and helping the world quantum leap into the golden age of enlightenment. Okay, so we've got a lot to do tonight. So for those of you that are going to participate, I want you to sit up in a chair, put your feet flat on the floor, and put your hands in your lap like you're going to receive, because you are. And I want you to take some gentle, deep breaths. You're going to inhale light and exhale out everything that no longer serves you. And you're going to keep doing that until I tell you to stop, and that energy is going to go through the violet flame and right back to God, and you're going to fill up with more light. And that unwanted energy is going to go through the violet flame and right back to God. Now do that until I tell you to stop. So as you're doing that, I surround each and every one of you in a bubble of golden flame. I add to that the blue flame of protection, the violet flame of transmutation, the green flame of healing. And I seal each and every one of you in a pink flame of love. And I call your teachers, guides, masters, and all the divine beings that work with you and the angels to come forth and help us make this energy work as gentle, loving, and kind as we can. So take one more deep breath and exhale out anything left in your body that no longer serves you. And again, that energy goes through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with more of your divine essence. So I want you to imagine this incredible divine healing energy coming down from God, coming into the top of your head. And I want you to allow it to flow through your brain. And as it flows through your brain, every cell, atom, molecule of your brain reconnects to the Creator, and you become this really awakened spiritual being filled with all these new possibilities. And now allow that energy to flow out your third eye, which is the middle of your forehead. And feel that energy drop down and allow it to come out of your throat chakra. And now feel it come out of your heart chakra. And now allow that energy to flow out of your solar plexus. And now feel that energy drop down even farther and allow it to come out of your belly button chakra. And now allow that divine energy to flow out of your sacral chakra. And now allow that divine energy to flow out of your root chakra. So allow that divine energy to flow all the way down your legs. Let it go out your feet and send it into the earth. Allow it to flow down your arms and out your hands and feel it flow down your spine. So take one more gentle deep breath, and this time as you exhale, again, feel anything dark or negative that no longer serves you being gently released as you exhale, and then breathe normal. As you're doing that, I call on Michael the Archangel to come forth and cut all ties to any energy you've taken on that's not yours, whether it's from a friend, relative, acquaintance, stranger, anybody you work with, TV set, animal, whatever the karmic reason is, it faded anything out of balance in your life or your body today. And as all that unwanted energy is peeled off of you gently like an onion skin, it all goes through the violet flame back to God and you fill up with your divine essence. And now I want Michael to come forth, cut all ties to reptile, dinosaur energy, secret societies, organized religion, cut all ties to any oaths, vows, curses, hexes, rituals that could have been done to you or your family, going backwards and forwards, hundreds of thousands of generations, or anything you could have done consciously or unconsciously. And as all that unwanted energy too peeled off of you gently like an onion skin, it all goes through the violet flame back to God and you fill up with more of your divine essence. And now I want Michael to come forth, cut all ties to any effigies that have been misused against you, and that's any elemental of yours that was used to hurt you or anyone, including anything you own. Closed hair picture, your name spoken, written, just thought of, or anything you have your energy on, and as ties to all those elementals are cut, I call the violet flame through them to clean them up, the angel light energy to heal. We fill them up with love, reconnect them to the creator, and we command them to be neutral or only emit love. And now I want Michael to come forth, remove any energy implants that have been done to you or anything that could have carried over from any other lifetime because of dark magic, voodoo, dark witchcraft, or even just dark thoughts sent your way. So I want the stick, pen, needle, or knife that's in your crown chakra removed from your third eye, your throat, heart, solar plexus, belly button, root, feet, hands, spine, eyes, ears, nose, mouth, hips, teeth, anywhere in your body that's out of balance. And as you feel all those pins, needles, and knives being very gently removed, imagine all those spaces immediately fill up with the violet flame to clean it up, the angel light energy to heal. We release all that unwanted energy back to God, and you fill up with more of your divine essence. And now I want Michael to come forth, cut all ties to patriarchy, genocide, rape, incest, slavery, prostitution, persecution, circumcision, removing any energy overlay that's trying to manipulate you, keeping you from connecting with God, healing yourself, being really successful, fulfilling all your divine missions, and living your life in joy. And as all that unwanted energy is gently released, that's keeping all these wonderful things from coming to you, we also send it through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with more of your divine essence. So if there is anybody out there that's directing any kind of dark energy at you, whether it's through black magic, witchcraft, Santa Maria, or just dark thoughts at your way, we're going to ask them to stop, step forward in the light, and if they choose to continue, which is their free will, we ask their higher selves and guardian angels to put them in a position of harmlessness. We surround them in a bubble of mirror. The mirror faces them. It's 2 inches from his nose. And as long as they do that dark work, that energy mirror stays up around them 24/7, 365 days a year. until they do works of good. And I'm also going to add the violet flame to this bubble of mirror. Transmute any dark energy so they have no forward movement. So I called your higher self and I asked your higher self now to activate your divine blueprint for perfect health. And it starts manifesting in your body now. So allow all that energy to integrate in a very gentle, kind, loving way with your cells, your atoms, your molecules, all your internal organs, going all the way down into your DNA. And with every breath, allow this to keep integrating. Now we're going to do some energy work and we're going to create some bubbles of light. And in the bubble of light, we're going to put the energy work. And if you can, I want you to do some creative visualization as I'm doing this to really make it stronger. Oh. All right, so I want you to imagine we're in this huge stadium, and in the center of the stadium is this huge crystal. 100-ton that's going to amplify our work, and we're going to put the bubble of light over the crystal. Feel everyone connected through their heart chakra, and it's all being beamed into this crystal and this bubble of energy that we're creating. So in this energy, it's going to be a beautiful white light. And from the top of your head, I want you to imagine your golden antenna going up and reconnecting to the creator, and that really high energy just come pouring down into the top of your head, flowing all the way through your body, out all your upper chakras, your arms, your hands, if you want to use your hands to send that energy into this bubble of light. And we're creating this bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, we're going to put in all the Nazis on the planet, everywhere they are. So let there be light in the name of the presence of God, which I am, through the magnetic fire, the sacred fire vest in me, I command. I want you to imagine the violet flame blazing around and through any area. Nazis are doing satanic rituals to burn off all dark satanic energy. Now anchor it. Command Archangel Michael to tie and bind all demons that have attached themselves to Nazis and escort them back to God, replacing that space with Michael's warrior angels of light. Anchor the energy of divine enlightenment in the center of this area and expand outward so all who enter this sacred space has their higher selves activated and all are reconnected back to the creator to become an awakened spiritual being. We call the higher selves of all the Nazis to stop their dark white supremacist ways, and if they choose to continue, which is their free will, we ask their higher self and guardian angel to put them in a position of harmlessness now. We also surround them in a bubble of mirror facing them 2 inches from their nose, contain their dark energies with the violet flame added to transmute their energy so they have no more forward movement. See all Nazi swastika symbols reversed so the energy now brings in peace and prosperity back to Earth and humanity. Every time anyone looks at a Nazi swastika, see the energy being reversed into its correct positive direction. We cut the ties to anyone who's intent to misuse any sacred symbol. We call the violet flame through them to clean them up, and we reconnect those symbols to the divine. See these energies being reversed to their positive, correct direction now. If this symbol was used to set humanity's collective solar plexus backwards, we now reverse directions and see humanity moving forward in light and love. Now you can chant with me. May divine enlightenment descend on all Nazis now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all Nazis now. 3 times. May divine enlightenment descend on all Nazis now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all Nazis now. May divine enlightenment descend on all Nazis now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all Nazis now. May divine enlightenment descend on all Nazis now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all Nazis now. And this, of course, includes all Nazis in the White House worldwide and in any military worldwide. So fill this up with light and love, and we're going to take a deep breath and release it. I give thanks for this opportunity to serve. So I want you to take another deep breath. Feel yourself connect with the Creator and all that incredible high energy come pouring into your body. And we're created another bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, we're going to put every life form on the planet, all males, all females, and work with creating divine feminine and masculine balance. Let there be light in the name of the presence of God, which I am, through the magnetic power, the sacred fire vested in me, I command. May the balanced divine feminine masculine energy descend on everyone now. May the balanced divine feminine masculine energy awaken within everyone now. Let us send divine light and divine male-female balance to all obelisk domes and pyramids, meridians, grids, matrixes, all ley lines and all the power spots on the planet. Let's now anchor the violet flame at the base of these sacred sites to burn 24/7, 365 days a year, transmuting any energy that tries to distort this new balanced energy. Let's now clear all blocks and veils placed over Earth that is keeping both sexes from integrating with their divine feminine masculine energy. We also cut ties and remove all ancestral ancestry that is holding the divine energy back. May the balanced divine feminine masculine energy descend on everyone now. May the balanced divine feminine masculine energy awaken within everyone now. We call the higher self of everyone on earth to reawaken to the knowledge and soul remembrance of what it is like to be in perfect balance and harmony with your balanced masculine and feminine side, and what it feels like to be connected with the divine energy. In your mind's eye, see light being added to humanity's DNA structure. See this change become a new old soul memory, changing inside Mother Earth's DNA structure as well. See this divine light being directed to everyone's heart and brains, especially the part of the brain that is reptilian, adding emotions and feelings to that part of the reptilian brain and human brains cosmos-wide. We now call the higher selves of everyone on this planet, now set as a group. We petition to Helios and Vista, allowing the violet flame to blaze through Earth and all humanity to erase the past, present, future karma created from the off-balance patriarchal energy. I call to Michael the Archangel to cut all ties and binds from humanity and reptilians, the Earth, angels, elementals, and the unbalanced masculine patriarchal energy. As ties and binds are cut, see them being transmuted by the violet flame, and see those empty spaces being filled with divine inspiration, divine wisdom, and divine heart to function from. Replace this energy with divine matriarchy that walks alongside of their divine partner. May the balance divine feminine masculine energy descend on everyone now. May the balance divine feminine masculine energy awaken within everyone now. We command that this integration with humankind be gentle, loving, and kind, and let humanity apply this new energy in very practical ways. Now, in your mind's eye, see this balance affecting all generations, backwards and forwards, as a ripple of water flowing in harmony with nature. See a burst of balanced divine energy affecting all incarnations on Earth at once. See everyone's DNA cells, atoms, and molecules raised to a higher vibration of divine light, creating divine balance. I command that all people and groups standing behind the patriarchal energy step into the violet flame and walk in the light. And if they choose not to, which is their free will, we ask the Creator to put them in a position of harmlessness. call the higher selves of all women on the planet, young old babies, female babies in the womb. I call to Michael the Archangel and Shiva to cut all ties to patriarchy, slavery, prostitution, sexism, women not respecting each other, cut the ties to fear of men and not being equal. Remove all soul memory of rape, incest, slavery, circumcision, and racism. Cleanse this energy by the violet fire into the light. Then fill the new space with divine inspiration, wisdom, hope, creativity, and the strength to go forward in positive quantum ways. Remove the blocks of Ganesha that are keeping women from fulfilling their divine missions. This allows the divine feminine energy to manifest on all women. Let us cut the ties, binds, and energy overlays in soul memory of what was in history to make men fear and want to control women. As we cut those ties, we call the violet flame through that energy to transmute it back to love, respect for each other, allowing the divine feminine and divine masculine energy to manifest now. May the divine feminine masculine energy descend on everyone now. May the divine masculine feminine energy awaken within everyone now. We call the higher selves of all men to open up a sacred space so they may step forward in the light, allowing themselves to be reconnected to the Creator. Cut all ties, Michael the Archangel and Shiva, to unbalance, fear of women, patriarchy, genocide, rape, pillage, plunder, incest, greed, power, gladiator mentality, military war, might is right mentality, from their energy cells, atoms, molecules, all the way down into the DNA, going backwards and forwards through all their incarnations. As this energy is released, I call the violet flame through them and all their works that are misdirected. Cut all ties to all dark satanic art and negative ceremonies that are being done to keep men in a stuck patriarchal consciousness that allows them to manipulate humanity and earth for greed and profit. As it's released, we call divine male-female balance energy, consciousness, to be enhanced in their hearts and God part of the brain flowing through their bodies, touching every cell, atom, molecule, all the internal organs, including their DNA. May this integration be gentle, loving, and kind. See men's higher selves guiding them to accepting divine matriarchy and opening their heart, throat, and crown chakras. And as they release the old patriarchal thought forms that no longer serve anyone, as these centers open, see them being very balanced, loving, kind, generous, peaceful, supporting women and groups that is in the light. Let men awaken to their divine missions, bringing a lot of fulfillment and comfort that they're doing their heart's calling, which brings about feelings of peace and contentment. In dream time, let men dream of all the past lifetimes they've lived where men and women respected each other, treating each other with much compassion and kindness, living together in harmony, bringing that loving energy into physical, putting it all into practice, into this current lifetime. Call the higher selves of all male groups that are suppressing women, step forward into light, and if they choose not to step forward into the light, may the angels and their higher selves put them in a position of harmlessness. We call to all balanced men on the planet to speak out against the repression. Defend all women and come to women's aid on all levels. See men and women respecting the goddess within, giving freedom and honor to all women. See men allowing women to be equal, divinely conscious beings. We ask that all the reptilian part of the men's brains are closed down and the God brain is activated. May the goddess soften them to be gentle, kind beings. I call the higher selves of all religious fanatics that practice acts of terrorism, that kill and injure women in the name of their God and their religious beliefs everywhere, like the Saudi Arabian males, Islamic and Christian fundamentalist males, that they immediately awaken to the consequence of their actions and stop it now. We command that they step into the light, and if they choose not to, that their higher selves and the angels put them all in positions of harmlessness. Cut the ties to all the negativity in religion toward women, replaced with equality and respect. Call the higher selves of all leaders, politicians, and decision makers and command that you step forward in the light. We call the politicians and Republican white sexist males and self-interest groups, including Trump, to set their egos aside. We call their higher selves to bring out the best in these beings. We command them to come forward into the light. And if they choose not to, which is their free will, we ask the angels and their higher selves put them in a position of harmlessness and that they replace with a light worker. May the balanced divine feminine masculine energy descend on everyone now. May the balanced divine feminine masculine energy awaken within everyone now. So fill that up with light and love, and let's take a deep breath and release it. All right, so allow that divine energy again to flow through you into the center, creating another bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, we're going to put not only the Pentagon building, but all the buildings in Washington, D.C., including the Justice Building, the Congress, the Senate, and any other building that I can't think of that should be in there in Washington, D.C. So let there be light in the name of the presence of God, which I am, through the magnetic power, the sacred fire vested in me, I command. I call to Michael the Archangel to come forth and cut all ties to all satanic dark magic that is giving the war machine its funding to go forward. See all veils of protection being removed from all the Pentagon works, projects, wars, secret ops, mercenaries, and all forward movement of any kind. We cut ties to all symbols they use to keep the war energy moving forward, including all Nazi symbols, the swastika, the Pentagon, all domes and obelisks. We cut the ties to all secret societies, including the Skull and Bones and all other secret organizations that are within and without the Pentagon or any of the Senate congressional buildings, the Justice Building, that is giving this energy forward movement. See all their veils being removed and the Pentagon's energy being neutralized. See all funding being pulled away from the Pentagon now as this happens. The forward movement of war energy is stopped and being reversed. All our troops come home and are given the proper health care needed to have a joyful life back in society. The Pentagon money is redirected to the welfare and care of the masses, as well as cleaning up the earth and all the damages they've created worldwide. We now tie and bind all the war hawks, including all that support them, like the Illuminati, banksters, secret societies, like the Skull and Bones, the Jesuits, politicians, Nazis of the Third and Fourth Reich, all war profiteers, the Vatican, war lobbyists, mercenaries, including all weapons manufacturers. We again cut all ties to all brotherhood military bonding to each other of rank. See all overlays being removed off each other so each of these beings can reconnect to the Creator to become awakened spiritual beings filled with peace. We neutralize all old thought patterns of war, gladiator mentality. Might is right, war is peace with the violet flame, replacing that energy with divine thoughts of kindness, compassion, peace, love, and let this new divine energy affect every cell, atom, molecule in their bodies, going all the way down into their DNA. As this happens, everyone is experiencing peace, kindness, and a new compassion for all life forms on Earth, including the Earth herself. That acts according as awakened spiritual beings, creating peace and brotherhood on the planet. Now, we also cut ties to all the Pentagon's war equipment that is hurting and harming the Earth and all life forms, including all HARP-related equipment, scalar and communication equipment of all kinds, all lab facilities, all chemical warfare, everything connected to space programs, spyware, all computers gathering and storing illegal information, all computers of war, as well as all other various weapons of war. We violet flame all these elementals, send forth the angel light energy to heal. Now we are now filling these misused elementals with so much love that they're now reconnected to the Creator. We command them to be neutral or only emit love. See all this equipment breaking down, except for the nuclear elementals, which need to work in perfect harmony. We see all their weather modification breaking down, including all planes, helicopters, jet drones, in a way no one will be hurt or harmed. We cut the ties to all dark entities and astral beings from all dimensions and worlds the Pentagon uses to keep the energy of war alive. We now tie and bind all these dark entities, putting them through the violet flame to clean their energies up. Then we send them back to the Creator, filling that space with an angel of peace, healing and divine enlightenment. I call the karmic board and ask if it's for the highest good of all these being connected to the Pentagon, receive their karmic return for what they have done to the planet and all life forms, as well as a karmic return of at least 100,000-fold, and so be it, and I stand aside as it's now returned. We ask that this energy work be applied to all high-ranking military personnel throughout the world, all countries, none excluded, all included. We cut ties to any satanic voodoo or dark witchcraft ceremonies done in the Pentagon, the Senate, the Congress, the White House, the judicial, anywhere in Washington, D.C., and the surrounding grounds, also the Bohemian Grove, to keep money flowing into wars and world domination. We anchor the violet flame to the center of this complex. All corners of all the buildings and grounds see the flames expand, coming together to fill this area with a high transmuting energy, negating all ceremonies, past, present, and future forever. For those in the Pentagon and all these places, we are going to ask who are walking in the light of the Creator and working toward peace, the planet, and all life forms. Let's send them a very high divine healing, energizing energy so they become in charge. We see them with lots of divine inspiration overflowing them with lots of thoughts on how to become in charge in ways no one will be hurt or harmed. So let's send the energy of peace, love, and divine enlightenment. Let that fill the Pentagon, the White House, the Congress, the Senate, the judicial buildings. And just for grins and giggles, we're going to amplify and anchor the violet flame wherever Brett Kavanaugh sits, and all the other Supreme Court justices and all the federal judges. So it transmutes any dark energy that goes their way or is being sent their way so they can actually make some good decisions. All right, fill this up with light and love and let's take a deep breath and release it. I give thanks for this opportunity to serve. All right, we're going to create another bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, we're going to put all life forms, humans, reptilians, extraterrestrials, hybrids. So let there be light in the name of the presence of God, which I am, through the magnetic power, the sacred fire vested in me, I command. Call the Creator and Archangel Michael to remove all veils and overlays from all life forms, humans, reptilians, or extraterrestrials that was created by the reptilian satanic magicians that is keeping all these life forms from reconnecting to the Creator to become awakened, conscious, spiritual beings. As this unwanted energy is removed from all these life forms, we see them begin to reconnect to the Creator. Their hearts are now unblocking, so they have feelings and emotions that are in kinder in nature. Hearts filled with compassion. We now see the reptilian part of their brain begin to shut down, disconnected from all the satanic rituals that bound them together, resulting in the God brain being reactivated. I call to Michael the Archangel to cut all ties to any dark force that is around any human and all life forms. We tie and bind that dark force, send it through the violet flame to clean the energy up and send it back to the divine. We replace that energy with the energy of divine enlightenment. May divine enlightenment descend around everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. We call to all the rocks, stones, and minerals and earth keepers to now amplify enlightenment energy to help everyone awaken to light. We see ties, binds, blood oaths, and beast form mentality being cut between the dark magicians. Whether an individual or group and anyone trying to create a new world order through satanic dark rituals, let the energies from any and all ceremonies automatically neutralize as we anchor the violet flame to the ritual sites so the magicians will gain no strength or power. This will result in the collapse of all their projects and plans. We ask that the veils of darkness that is around anyone in the U.S. or any Trump supporter or planet that is keeping people from becoming conscious beings be removed or replaced with a connection to their spiritual selves becoming conscious beings. I call to everyone's higher selves and ask that the higher self now allow all strands of everyone's DNA to reconnect and realign with the divine with such a high healing energy that will keep anything from affecting the DNA and mutating it for any reason. See all strands of everyone's DNA reconnect to the Creator, allowing the DNA to keep its proper divine shape, healthy and functioning. See all dark veils that are around our strands being cleansed by the violet flame and everyone reawakening to their divinity and spiritual connection to the divine. See the Creator adding an extra DNA strand that is direct connection to Source. I ask the Creator to send down the energy of love from the pink ray to be beamed down to all living things on earth and charge that the angel and goddess of love instill in all reptilians and humans the inner knowledge that we are all God and all one. Then with much divine love, transform all humanity to become loving, tolerant, non-judgmental, and non-racist. We ask that all persons with negative feelings or emotions toward others step into the violet flame and onto the light. Let all humanity embrace diversity and move into a future of love and faith in God themselves and each other. We send divine light to everyone's brains and hearts, ETs, reptilian, and human. Remove the energy of white racism and all that divides the masses. I ask that the energy of all racism be removed by Archangel Michael, cutting the ties with his sword of blue flame since the creation of the planet until now. Let this be trailed by the violet fire to transmute all back to light. Let those thought forms be replaced with divine love. I ask the goddess of truth into everything on the planet that is trying to hide racism and bring it up to the surface and protect those that are trying to bring the truth forward, that she brings forward all secret and hidden agendas from the Trump administration, the Illuminati, the Aryan Nation, the Antioch Baptist Church, the KKK, Nazi Party, Putin, all dark politicians, skinheads are hiding or disguising regarding their practices. Let all energy veils be removed from humankind so the divine may again come through. I command that all people with negative feelings and emotion toward others step into the violet flame and onto the light. I call divine light, divine wisdom, divine care and compassion into everyone's heart now and direct that energy toward the reptilian part of the brain. I command Michael to cut all ties and soul memory to the reptile dinosaur energy as the light enters, changing all cells and atoms to divine, balancing both male and female. See the violet flame blaze through the reptilian part of the brain, cleansing and purifying, filling the brain up with divine thoughts, raising all consciousness to divine, letting kindness, caring, and love come through now. For those stuck beings, I ask the Creator to shut the reptilian brain down and activate the divine God brain. We see these beings become awakened spiritual beings that now know better than to hurt or harm any life form. As we cut ties to all fifth dimensional energy frequency vents around the earth that is creating dark energy overlay over the earth to control and harm us human consciousness. We cut ties to all machines that are affecting us in the 3D world through frequencies, vibration, and sound that is directed at the electromagnetic fields to create negativity and chaos. We cancel clear all frequencies that are suppressing light, giving humans an oppressive feeling. We now send a golden solar energy through these frequencies that shift the grids so people feel positive, happy, and see their life's missions and purposes. Let's send a golden energy through the Earth's morphogenetic grid that neutralizes any dark energy that wants to control the grid. We also command again that all Nazi swastika symbols are reversed. So the energy now brings in peace and prosperity back to the Earth and humanity. Every time anyone looks at a swastika, see the energy being reversed into its correct positive form. I mean, direction. May divine enlightenment descend around everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. May divine enlightenment descend around all Trump supporters now. Let divine enlightenment be activated within all Trump supporters now. So let's fill that up with light and love and take a deep breath and release it. So we're going to create one more bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, we're going to put in all the light workers, all the spiritual warriors, all the people that are standing up for Earth, the planet, against Trump, against Kavanaugh. All those people that are doing recalls, that are standing up for the immigrant children that are being kidnapped. And this includes all you guys. Imagine yourselves being put in this bubble of light, recharge and regenerate. And let the light workers and everyone in this bubble fill up with so much light that they're magnets for everything they need, and they're drawing everything good to them now. And put in all the divine missions and the purposes and see all those giving positive forward movement. All good prayers, all positive prayers, all other positive light work, let it be given positive forward movement. So we're going to take a deep breath now, fill that up with light and love, and release it. We give thanks for this opportunity to serve. So now we got to ground, put your feet flat on the floor, and feel that earth energy come up your feet. And feel it come up your ankles, now your calves, your knees. And feel yourself ground and starting to center and pull back into body. And with every breath, feel yourself begin to pull back more into your body and center and really, really ground. Now, if you got that stone called hematite, you might want to go get it and hold on to it till you're not lightheaded. And if you don't have that, I recommend buying it. And if you don't have any, you can get some through me. I have a rock shop in Hawaii, and I have a phone, 808-775-9400. But go hug a tree. Go put your hands on the tree and imagine you're sending all your excess energy into the tree. And then ask the tree to send you energy back. And you are going to immediately ground. Yeah, okay, great. Oops, sorry. All right. I thought we didn't have that much time, and we do yet. Okay. So I'm going to ask everybody again, you know, go hug a tree. Make sure you put all your excess energy into the tree. Ask the tree to send you energy back, and you'll ground. It's a karmic thing on me. If you can, do some energy work during the week and chant. Now, this is not hard. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. May divine enlightenment descend on Republicans now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all Republicans now. May divine enlightenment descend on our kids now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our kids now. May divine enlightenment descend on the office now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone in the office now. You know, that chant is endless and limitless. And the more of us that do it, you know, we really need the light. And as much as we are pushing through and doing light work, the other side is doing their satanic work. And I have to say they're doing it a little bit better because Brett Kavanaugh got into the Supreme Court. And yes, he was gotten through some really dirty, backhanded, old, white, patriarchal, racist men who want to keep the white, patriarchal, racist men in power. Which doesn't work for me, okay? I'm not into living Handmaid's Tale. I'm too old, I'm 65. They wouldn't keep me for breeding, that's for darn sure. but we don't want that to happen. So, you know, if you can make divine enlightenment descend on Mitch McConnell now, may divine enlightenment awaken within Mitch McConnell now. You can do it around people. You can do it for the Senate, the Congress. If you want to do a group, just do it. We need the energy on the earth. The light needs to go forward. We need to get off this Nazi timeline. And there are Nazis all over the planet now. They're starting to group together. It's a little scary. So do the light work. And if you want to do more light work with me, I'm on Facebook 3 days a week. 4 o'clock Hawaiian time, 7 o'clock Pacific time, and 10 o'clock Eastern time. Mondays, we chant and call down divine enlightenment and do some energy work for the earth. And really, we're doing more energy work, to be honest, to neutralize patriarchy. Tuesday's climate, Fukushima Tuesday, where I try to give you the current radiation report in the United States, and we do work on radiation, neutralizing that. Thursday is Climate Thursday, and we do more work on the Earth, you know, water, Monsanto, the North-South poles. And we really, really need to reinforce and help the elementals remember what they're here for. So that's on Thursday. It's all free. And then Friday night, of course, is radio show, which we do energy work. 2 weeks from now, the Friday before Halloween, I'm going to have an incredible psychic on, and you'll be able to call in and ask a question. And yeah, she'd be really exciting. She's a really good psychic. You know, people call her up to search for missing people, places, and things all the time. And she's really accurate. And nope, I can't remember her name. I will know it next week. Now, if you ever need more energy work done, I'm on YouTube, which you can get it done for free. The curse removal's on there. The soul retrieval's on there. Or, oh my God, you can call me at my store in Hawaii, and I can either do it through by phone or by Skype, and I do it by donation. Soul retrieval takes an hour. First removal, of course, is 10 minutes. And that number is 808-775-9400. I am in Honokaa, Hawaii. Kathy's Angelite Crystals, Miracles and Joy. And that's on the north side of the Big Island. And I have the largest crystal in Hawaii. It's over 1,000 pounds, my big earth keeper. It's a smoky quartz celestial that you can hug and touch and have Kodak moments. And for those of you that are too young to remember what a Kodak moment is, it's pictured by the crystal. You can lay down on my angel light bed. I have another earth keeper crystal that's over 600 pounds that you can commune with. I do little free mini massages with my angel light tools. You can lay on the angel light bed. I have practical furniture. And I have a cool rock shop. And I sell these wonderful angel light tools, which are awesome for pain and stress reliefs. And anybody can be a healer with them. They glow in the dark. And I'm the only one that makes them. Well, ex-husbands don't count, do they? Nope, I didn't think so. Okay, I'm the only one that makes them. So, you know, we're coming up to the holidays. So if you're looking for some really lovely, unique gifts to share and to give away, that are practical and can improve someone's lives. My Angel Light and the Angel Light tools are awesome. Real quick, I've had Angel Light. I was allowed to discover the healing properties of Angel Light, and I've had to get rid of burns and bruises overnight and heal cancers and tumors and cysts. And when I broke my little finger, I made myself a splint made out of Angel Light and Band-Aids, and I healed it in 3.5 weeks. I'm not the doctor's friend. Now, if you put a rough piece of Angel Light in water, it'll slowly dissolve because it's a mineral. And if you drink the mineral water, your bones will get stronger. Your hair will get thicker and grow. My hair stopped growing actually after 4 kids, God, eons ago. And after I started ingesting Angel Light, my hair got thicker. I had baby fine hair, and it hasn't stopped growing. So I'm really, really thrilled. And, you know, if you think about it, with the high radiation in the air and the high sulfur in the air, we are not getting our vitamins, our minerals, our sunshine, and we're pretty oxygen depleted. So Angel Light actually helps put some of those minerals back into your body. And my body loves it. Okay, so thanks again for tuning in tonight. I might even be ending a little sooner than I didn't time it very well. Well, that's life. So again, thank you for tuning in and doing the energy work with me. And I hope Spirit really brings you some of your heart's desires this week. Oh, pretty good. I got 2 minutes to go. Can I stretch it out? I don't know. Have you ever been to Hawaii? Well, if you haven't, this is really a good time to come. Really nice weather. The water is a really nice temperature. You can come see the biggest crystal in Hawaii. For real, mine. My little claim to fame. And, you know, there's a lot to do here. Yeah, you can swim with the dolphins or go manta race swimming. Oh, my God, that is so cool to do. That's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Yeah, there's just all kinds of things to do on the Big Island. And then you can always go to some of the other islands after you stopped and saw the crystal store, of course. Yep, well, I'm running out of things to say tonight. So on that note, I am going to say aloha and thanks for tuning in. I will see you again next week and have a safe week. Please keep up with the light work. I am so glad you are part of the God Squad. And with that note, made it down to zero. Aloha.